Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Haley and Cass with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, construction industry leaders have started an inquiry over alleged misconduct and criminal links in the CFMEU, stating they have felt ignored by the government. The investigation centers around the Best Practice Industry Conditions Policy, Deal from 2018, or BPIC, which outlined conditions on any projects worth more than $100 million. It offered workers a 5% pay rise annually and double time for rainy weather. The chief executive of Civil Contractors Queensland accused the former government of running a sham of a collaborative process and that the militant union had a driving hand in implementing the policy.
Trawlers functioning throughout the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park will be subject to the mandatory fitting of Queensland government-owned cameras in a push to have greater monitoring of practices. Costing Queensland taxpayers $44 million and taking up to 6 years to complete, the rollout of cameras on board over 255 trawlers will keep companies accountable for conforming to those fishing regulations listed under the Federal Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. Australian Marine Conservation Society spokespeople state that concerns have been raised for decades in regards to the underreporting of illegal interactions or catching of threatened and protected species within the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. The mandate program is being called out by the society for being years behind schedule and slow in its rollout.
In national news, Australians are paying the price for second-best policies to deal with climate change. The head of the Productivity Commission is warned, lamenting that a carbon tax or emissions trading scheme would have been better than the policies on offer from the government or opposition. Commission Chair Daniel Wood also complained that decades of policy uncertainty caused by the nation's climate wars were continuing to push up the cost of dealing with Australia's greenhouse gas emissions. The commission has also recommended the commission has already recommended phasing out the government's expensive subsidies for electric vehicles and the fuel tax credits for heavy vehicles that use public roads. It also backed a 75% cut in the amount of greenhouse gases heavy industries can produce before they fall within the government's safeguard mechanism system, which forces affected businesses to reduce their emissions.
Subsea pipelines used by the oil and gas industry may contain naturally occurring radioactive materials. Mercury, hydrocarbons, and heavy metals that pose a risk to human health and the environment, a parliamentary inquiry into decommissioning offshore oil and gas infrastructure has heard. Appearing before the Legislative Council Environment and Planning Committee's inquiry into decommissioning oil and gas infrastructure, Fern Gadman, fossil fuel industry campaigner at the Wilderness Society, warned that Gippsland's offshore region has around 800 kilometres of subsea pipelines. The committee is investigating the scale and legal ownership structure of the infrastructure, including offshore wells, pipelines, high-pressure transmission, low-pressure distribution systems, and relevant projects in Commonwealth waters.
In international news, acting directors of the U.S.'s ICE agency were taken to Congress for the first time since the killing of two activists in Minneapolis, which they refused to answer questions on. Despite Democrats threatening to withhold their funding, the Department of Homeland Security has vowed to press on with carrying out the immigration crackdown. "We are just getting started," one ICE acting director said. Other complaints were raised over the lack of body cameras, ICE agents routinely entering people's homes without warrants, and their use of face masks. One Democrat stated, "You are using your power to perpetrate great evil."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.